keep your eyes open. Let them move around the room without searching. Let the neck turn slowly and let the eyes follow. Notice one stable edge, one color, and one ordinary object. Feel the surface beneath you. You are here, in this room, with support available now. Before we approach anything difficult, find one place of slight ease, steadiness, or neutrality. It may be a real point in the room, a person, animal, memory, blanket, color, or the feeling of your feet on the floor. Choose something small. You are not looking for joy or perfect calm, only a place where the system can rest a little. Stay with that landing place. Notice one sensory detail: temperature, texture, distance, sound, weight, shape, or light. See whether it has a location in the body. Perhaps hands, jaw, chest, back of the neck, or soles of the feet. If not, choose the least activated place in your body. This is where you will return. If making sound feels comfortable, try one long, low on an easy exhale. It can be soft, brief, or skipped. Now you may try it once, letting the sound ride only as long as your exhale naturally lasts. Then rest. Notice vibration, breath, or simply the quiet after sound. Return to your landing place before bringing in any story. Notice its sensory detail again. Notice its location or the neutral point you chose. Let your eyes stay soft or open. Feel the room around you. You do not have to leave this place to touch something difficult. it stays available while you work in small amounts. Choose one recent moment that is manageable. Something from the last week or two. Not the largest thing you carry. Aim for a 4 or 5 out of 10, or lower. If the first thing that comes is bigger, set it down and choose something smaller. Name it in only a few words. Not the full story. Just one small frame. Take only a small slice of that moment. One image, one sentence, one expression, one part. Enough to register, not enough to flood. Let the content go now and find where its body signal lives. Pressure, heat, tightness, hollowness, buzzing, numbness, or something else. Numbness counts. We are working with the body signal, not the whole story. Let attention touch the body signal for a moment. Notice its size, edge, temperature, or movement. No interpretation. Now, return to the landing place. Stay there a little longer than seems necessary. Notice the support, the neutral point, or the small sensory detail. You have gone toward, and you have come back. Visit the body signal once more, only as much as feels willing. Notice whether its edge, location, or intensity is the same, different, or unclear. Return again to the landing place. Let your eyes find the room, if that helps. Nothing needs to resolve. The practice is the movement between places. one more brief visit, if it still feels manageable. Touch the signal, then notice your willingness. If the answer is no, go directly to the landing place. Return fully to what steadies you. Support under the body, a real object, a neutral place, or a sensory detail. The system can learn from returning, not from pushing. Check the intensity now. If it is rising, if you feel far away, or if you want to stop, set the scene down. Open the eyes. Look around. Name three things you can see. Return to the landing place. If the experience is manageable, stay with the resource anyway. This is not a test of how much you can feel. Choice is part of regulation. If it feels comfortable, take an easy inhale. On the exhale, make one soft, low voo. Or simply let the breath out without sound. Rest and notice what follows. Perhaps warmth. A yawn, a stretch, a breath shift, or nothing at all. Once more, if you want to. Then rest again. Let the body do less now. Notice any natural impulse. A sigh, swallow, yawn, shift, stretch, trembling, warmth, coolness, or stillness. You do not need to chase an impulse or manufacture a release. You are only noticing what the body does when it is given a little room. No change is also a valid response. Return one last time to the landing place. Let attention widen from there, not away from it, but including more. The torso, the arms, the legs, the whole outline of your body. Whatever you touch today was only a small portion. The rest does not need to be finished now. Let the body be a whole place again. Let the eyes open, if they are not already. Let them move slowly around the actual room. Notice three things you can see. Notice one sound. Feel your fingers, toes, or the contact of your feet. Let the jaw soften. Let the shoulders move in whatever small way they want. You are returning to the room, not leaving yourself behind. Choose one quality to carry forward. Steadiness, patience, gentleness, courage, or care. You do not need to feel it perfectly. Let it be a direction. Notice the room. Notice support beneath you. Let one normal breath come and go. Continue with your day at a pace that feels kind to your system.